I mean, they mentioned in Gerald's book about the little train that used to run around there, you know, because there was a ball bearing factory there, a massive ball bearing factory, which made ball bearings in the war. And I can remember one of my friend's brothers was killed on that little train. Bless him, you know, he fell off. We used to ride on the train and as it went round, but he was standing on the front and he fell off and the train ran over him. How old he was then, I don't know. I mean, he could have only been 8, 9, 10 or whatever, you know.
Can you remember his name?
Yeah, the Humphreys. I think his name was, my friend was, Dickie Humphreys. I mean, he still lives down, I think, Cleves Road or one of the roads there, or Lovell Road. He died. I can't remember. It was either David.
It ceased with the accident.
Think it was only the place was being knocked down. It was behind where the prefabs used to be over there, and then they knocked the prefabs down. Because my auntie lived in the prefabs, May Clark. I don't know if she moved to Burnell Avenue, and she was one of the first ones to move into Burnell from the prefabs. And they after that it was all done, and they started building Beaufort Court then, all the Beaufort Court flats.
I hadn't heard mention of the ball bearing factory before.
Yeah, it was a massive big fact. As you walk along the towpath, not the little path that leads from just outside of here, the Riverside Drive, to the actual bridge, on the left hand side was prefabs, which is now Locksmead, yeah. And on the other side of the road, of the walkway, was a massive, massive big tin factory. And evidently they made ball bearings there in the war. And they used them at British Aerospace, you know, or wherever. They sent it to munitions factories and whatever.
There, it's now clear and
it's now clear. There's
brambles and blackberries.
Yeah. It's where the road goes through. The little road there was originally went in straight into the factory. That's my memories of it. I mean, I remember going in there. I was trying to think of the name of the bloke who used to be there. I'm sure we called him Tiny, but he was about 6'17". I'm sure his name was Tiny, but we'd go in there and he'd sort of chase us away when we were kids, you know. But then they knocked it all down when they built Beaufort Court and all this lot went. It might have been before that. I don't know when, but I don't know the exact years.